Now it's time for All Tech Considered. That is the drumbeat of money being printed at the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing. And what is being printed on $100 bills these days is pretty amazing. Thanks to new technology, it may be only a matter of time before we look at Ben Franklin and he winks back. Reporter Allison McCabe explains.
In 2005, shortly after earning a master's degree in electrical and computer engineering, Sam Cape responded to a mysterious Help Wanted ad. He didn't know much going into the interview, but what he saw blew his mind.
It was slid across the table to me during the interview, and I didn't know whether I could touch it, if it would shock me. I mean, it seemed like it was alive.
The object Cape held in his hand was a prototype of a technology he'd go on to develop as the R&D director for Massachusetts-based Crane Currency, which has produced the paper for U.S. banknotes since 1879. And since 2013, Cape's motion technology has been woven into every $100 bill.
The motion technology uses tiny lenses that are about 23 microns in diameter. That means you can fit several of them, probably a dozen of them, on the tip of a human hair.
These lenses magnify underlying microimages to create an intriguing visual effect, sort of like a 3D Cracker Jack prize.
When you tilt the banknote left and right, the images go up and down. When you tilt the banknote up and down, the images go left and right. And we took that to the next level with the U.S. 100 because we also introduced the image that switches from the Liberty Bell to the numeral 100.
You can see this effect on a thin ribbon next to Ben Franklin's face. It's one of more than a dozen visual effects on the $100 bill. Cape says further refinements are in the pipeline for use here and abroad, and the technology is already in more than 100 denominations worldwide.
Right now, we're in production on the even next generation technology called Surface, and this is going to allow for even larger images and more engaging three-dimensional effects.
More sophisticated animations may be possible, even games. But the Bureau of Engraving and Printing's director, Len Oliar, says the new technology serves a very practical purpose.
Today, there are 12 billion $100 notes in circulation around the world. Our currency is really the world's currency to a significant degree, and we face counterfeiting threats on almost all of the continents right now, so we need to have a very robust set of security features.
Oliar says cutting-edge visual effects are hard to replicate and help to deter the bad guys.
Less than 1/100 of 1% of the notes in circulation are counterfeit.
He says one of the most effective security features is the paper itself. It's made of cotton and linen and has a distinctive feel enhanced by a raised printing process. Oliar says paper currency offers security advantages over digital cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin.
I think United States currency has a very strong brand and that it is anonymous yet safe to use in transactions. And people hold it for a store of value. They know the United States currency is good today, good tomorrow, and good forever.
Cape says he hopes to keep it that way for reasons both scientific and sentimental.
You can always trade with paper currency no matter what technological snags you run up against. And it's just, you know, you're not going to slip a computer chip into your nephew's birthday card. I mean, something about having that cash pop out, you know, it's memorable.
Like a Cracker Jack prize, only more valuable. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.